morning to this morning's service. We have a nice crowd with us today, and I love seeing all of the uniforms out there this morning. We want to welcome those who are online with us this morning as well. We do want to apologize for last Sunday's service, but it's great to be back in the sanctuary. We were caught a little off guard last week, and so we weren't totally prepared for what happened to us last Sunday. We want to thank the Boy Scouts this morning for the wonderful breakfast. One of the disadvantages of viewing this online is you are unable to eat breakfast virtually. We apologize for that. We'll work on that. Maybe we'll have that in the future, but breakfast was wonderful, and it was a great time providing that for you. I would ask that you all please stand with the presentation of the color guard.
Color guard, attention. Color guard, forward march. Color guard, halt. Color guard, cross the colors. Color guard, prepare to post the colors. Post the colors. Scout salute. Please recite with me the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Scout sign. Please recite with me the Scout oath. A scout is
trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, and to obey Scout law, to help other people at all times, keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
Two. Color guard, form ranks. Color guard, forward march. Color guard, hold. Color guard dismissed. Audience, please be seated.
Denny, you forgot to tell me to put the mic on. See, this is what happens when you don't do it every week. Now, unfortunately, I'm going to ask you to please stand again and join us in the gathering chorus, number 171, There's Something About That Name. We're going to do it twice.
Thank you. Tuesday at 7 instead of Monday at 7. But other than that, you can look in the bulletin. We have lots of different meetings this week. And if you need a Sunday school class, we have two Sunday school classes after the service, the Women's Bible and the Fellowship Climbers class that meets, and Arts class meets before church if you're looking for a Sunday school class to join. Also with announcements, we're coming up to Lent, and that's kind of hard to believe that it's Ash Wednesday. The Ash Wednesday service will be here at our church on February 22nd at 6:30. We will also be hosting later in Lent on March 8th, the community Lenten service and luncheon on Wednesday, March 8th. We have had some fun activities. We had a fun Valentine party last week, and inside your bulletin there's an insert, and if you would like to keep that, if some of those activities sound fun to you or you'd like to keep it for your calendar. We've got Creative Lent coming up, and that will be in the Fellowship Hall Thursdays of Lent in the afternoon. These are some of the programs that I've come up with. They will not all be during the week. I think some people are wondering, will there be evenings or will there be some on the weekends? And we will, definitely. But currently, they are during the week. There is still time. On this Tuesday, we'll be going to Giant City Lodge, and it's called Young at Heart on the Road. There, I believe, is a clipboard, and if not, you can come talk to me afterwards, and we will, if you'd still like to sign up to attend, I'll turn in our reservation numbers tomorrow. Are there any other announcements? Yes, Evelyn.
Our church's turn to serve the meal and provide the meal at the senior luncheon at the Carterville Community Center is in 2 weeks from tomorrow on January 27th, so we'll be having clipboards to sign up. Our church is well known to be the pie church, so we usually need about 13 pies, so they're always well received, and we could use some helpers in a couple weeks.
Wonderful. Any other announcements? Yes, Alita.
I'd just like to tell everybody how much you've all meant to me the last few weeks. Mm. It's been rough, but you've made it possible.
I would like to thank everybody on our recent rain event that we had at church where we could go swimming in the basement. And I want to thank the scouts for having their meeting there at the time it started leaking so they could suck up all the water coming in for it. And also John and Denny Corbell. John, what's your last name there, John? Dr. John. And Denny, for all their help, too. We have made some changes, and hopefully it won't leak. We had a guy come in and check on the roof where we had a leak up here, and he found some loose nails and sealed it, so hopefully next rain, we'll find out exactly what we've got. So just thanks for all their help.
All right. Now, John, are we ready for the recognition of the scouting program and its leaders?
I am. Good morning. Thank you all for breakfast. That was wonderful. Wish we could do it more than once a year. That'd be great. It's nice to have it back since COVID. That's the first real breakfast I think we've had since COVID shut us down. So it was nice to be back. Just wanted to let you know, scouting is strong in Carterville. The church council, there was some question as to whether they would re-sponsor the scouts. It really wasn't much of a question in Carterville, but I lost some sleep over it, and they unanimously chose to re-sponsor the Scouts, so I'm pleased with that. Appreciate the Scouts being here. The scouting program in Carterville is strong. It's amazing in a town the size of Marion that they're struggling to put together a troop with, like, last I heard, 6 or 7 kids or something like that, so we welcome our girls' troop we acquired from Marion. They moved to Carterville, so we have another troop now. and appreciate all the leaders for all they do. Our scouting program is strong because of our adult leadership, so we appreciate that. And thank you all for stepping up and helping these kids out. And if you heard that scout oath and that scout law, and you think of the meaning of that. So, I'd also like to take a moment of silence for, we lost a couple of scouters, Terry Stanley and Ed King. Ed wasn't directly involved in our troop since I've been involved, but he has been involved in scouting. He was always asking if there was anything the kids needed. So take a moment of silence for that. We always said with the, may the great master of all scouts be with us until we meet again. So may the great master be with those two and the rest of us until we all meet them. Thanks.
It's now the time to light our worship candles. For those worshiping at home, maybe you have a candle at your house and would like to light it at this time to celebrate the light of Christ there with you. Please join me in the call to worship. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God is present in our worship today. Let us open our hearts and welcome the Lord. Please stand as you're able in heart or posture and sing opening hymn number 98, To God Be the Glory.
Thank you. We come to the time in our service in which we share our prayer concerns and our joys as well. Do we have any this morning? Yes.
Art, I wanted to lift, have us all lift the Turner family in prayer. Gatlin is back in Barnes Hospital again. He's the little guy that had so much trouble and was in the hospital that I'd asked for last year or so, year and a half ago. He is experiencing many episodes of choking, and they have him back in Barnes Hospital admitted up there. So keep Gatlin Turner and his parents and their family in prayer. Also, I want to say it's a joy to have Courtney and Randy and Grayson and Maggie in church with us today, yeah, along with all the other scouts.
Yes.
I want to say yesterday was a long, sad day for me. 5 years ago, I lost my best friend. But I know he's happier and better. Saturday, Mark will have a birthday. And he's up past the 60s now. And also on prayer concern, my daughter-in-law, Robin in Kansas, David's wife, her mother's in the hospital and is having heart problems and kidney problems. And if you keep Judy Nichols in your prayers, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Are there others? Yes.
Well, I want to thank the church for the donation through March to the Manger to Got You Covered diaper program. It was nearly a $2,000 donation, and if you see how much money is spent monthly on that program, you'll be grateful that you donated to it. We gave away 37,000 diapers last year, so it's an amazing number. It keeps growing every year, and I want to thank Bob and Sharon Fuller, who picked up the slack for me in the last month, because I've not been in town, and they really toted a lot of diapers, as has Michelle Parker Clark and Jackie and Jim Koontz and others that are helped with the program. And now we've got Leah on board knowing how to set up diaper orders, and for Becky and Angie, who set them out. So it's a great program, so thank you for that. And once again, thank you for being with our family, as I lost my mom last week, and the funeral was just 31 days from the first funeral we had. So thank you for those who sent cards and have lifted us in prayer over my mom. Thanks.
Well, I don't know how many know, but Judy Ambler is in Parkway now. I went and seen her yesterday, and she said, please pray for her and not to forget her, that she is there and would like company and cards, but no phone calls right now, she said.
I would like to ask the congregation for prayers for my brother, who's going to bury his wife tomorrow morning.
I would appreciate prayers for my sister-in-law, Mary Lou Heron, from Benton. She suffered a stroke last week and is in the Heron Hospital. Thank you.
I'll go while we're moving. My mom and my sister and brother, we normally see each other about once a year. And so we got together for my mom's birthday, so we could say twice in a year, hopefully. And anyway, we had lunch yesterday, and that was really nice. I did learn of a serious situation my brother is dealing with, so if you would pray for my brother, Kalen, and his son, Mason. And then also say a little prayer for our Carterville Schools music team as we work through some things together.
I'd like to thank everyone for their prayers, cards, concerns, and anybody that tells you can't get COVID within 3 months twice. Well, I'll tell you something different. And I also found out something else, that I end up going to the hospital for would have had AFib. And just for your information, COVID can cause AFib. And so, anyway, thank you.
This is kind of difficult for me. I've been asking for prayers for my niece, Phyllis. I was asking because she lost one leg about 4 years ago, and they recently had to take a toe off, so I've been asking for prayers. She called me yesterday. She's going in the hospital today. They're removing the second leg. So please pray a lot for Phyllis. She's asking for prayers, and she needs needs us to uplift her. Thank you.
We're thankful that Phil's able to be here at church with us this morning. A week ago, he had surgery and back surgery, and he's up and about. So we want to thank you all for your prayers and support during this time, and continue to pray for some patience. For the patient, as he has several restrictions he still has to deal with for a while. But thanks again for all the prayers and support.
Ray and I would like to ask, first of all, thank you for the prayers. It's been a kind of a grind for the last week and a half, but we will be leaving sometime soon after next Sunday as we can to go to Florida to try and bring some order and whatever we need to do, which is to clean up a mess of both, you know, all kinds of records, health for Ray's sister. It's going to be a grueling week, the 2 weeks that we're down there trying to get everything accomplished. But the one thing we have, and it's going to change the ball game a little, Ray finally got power of attorney. So everything's on fast forward.
Are there others? If not, if you would like to join me in prayer at the altar, you can more than welcome to join me. We'll have a few moments of silence as Dean plays some music. Pray together, fellowship, and laugh. Lord, we thank you for your love and for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Lord, we are just so happy to hear of those who you've answered prayer for, Lord, either through healing or through comforting or through the many things that you do in their lives. Lord, we pray for those that were listed this morning that are going through some tough times, Lord, that have lost a family member or who are struggling with health issues or who are looking at the possible amputation coming soon. Lord, we just pray that you will be with each and every one of them, Lord, and that you will comfort them and give them the understanding that only you have of what is needed in their life. Lord, we pray for our country. We pray for our leaders and the people that are in it, that we may truly go back to being a Christian nation. Lord, we pray for those who have lost their lives and are struggling in Turkey and Syria, Lord, from that earthquake. We pray that you will provide miracles daily, if at all possible, and yet at the same time to comfort them. Lord, we pray that you will be with this morning service and that you will use it in any way that you see fit. And we pray a blessing upon all that are here, that they may truly leave filled with thy spirit. Lord, we have cherished your son and the way that he has taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If you would please turn in your hymnals and join us in singing number 469, Sweet Hour of Prayer. 496. Oh, 496, I'm sorry. A little number Lexia there this morning. We come to that time in our service in which we honor our offertory. We want to thank all of those who have given. Since COVID, the offering plate has been in the back of the vestibule. I'll get it out here in a minute. And we do appreciate all contributions, and we thank those who have been contributing online, and we want to ask a blessing to the offering.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the giver and the gift. And Lord, we ask that you use it in a special way to glorify your name and to help this church to grow in the love that you have given us. For it's in thy Son's name we pray. Amen. We want to thank all of those who've had a part in the service this morning, each and every one. We want to thank the Boy Scouts, the Color Guard. Such a fantastic addition to the service. It meant a lot. We appreciate every one of you for being here. Not to mention that lovely breakfast that we had prior to that. You know, one thing that you have to keep in mind... One thing you have to keep in mind with this church is it's all about food. It's all about food. Not really, but it seems like it from time to time. Today we're going to be looking at one of those four-letter words that you hear. And people use it in public. People use it in private. And it's called love. I know, you thought it was going to be something else. Love is full of emotions, feelings, laughter, but it's also full of tears, pain, and sorrow. Love is at the center of all of our lives. A life without love is not much of a life. Our scripture reading today can be found in 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 22. I'll be reading from the New International Version. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves and has been born of God and knows God, whoever does not love does not know God. Because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, lives in them, and they in God, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God, whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can worship and praise your name. Lord, we pray for this morning service that you can use it in a special way. Lord, be with me and as I try to deliver the message that you have laid upon my heart, help my mind to think clearly and my voice to speak clearly. Let the ear hear the message that has been given, and let the heart receive your Son. In his name we pray. Amen. Webster Marion describes love as a strong affection towards someone or something. I better put these over here or I'll be a little nauseous before the day's over with. What does love mean to you? Is it something special? Is it someone special? The Greeks have about 8 words for love. And just like the Greeks to complicate things. But maybe not. For us to describe love, or a type of love, we have to use an adjective. The Greeks didn't have to. We're all familiar with the 4 that are used in the New Testament, agape, eros, phileia, and storge, which all mean brotherly love, love between man and God, love between man and a woman, and so forth and so on. We're all familiar with those. The Greeks even had a term for crazy love. Have you ever been in crazy love? There were a few laughs out there. Yeah, there's been a few people that's been involved in that. The Greek term is called mania. Mania is actually defined as being obsessive love. What? Nobody's laughing now? Mania is also the goddess of insanity and mania. This gets a little bit better. Also, mania is the root word for maniac. So do we have any love maniacs out there? What does love have to do with any of this? 1984, Tina Turner made What Does Love Have to Do With This number 1 on the Hot 100 chart. It was her only number 1. Sold over 2 million records. But now within this song, it says that love is a second-hand emotion. How can you experience love by watching a Hallmark movie? Seeing somebody else in love? Love is not a second-hand emotion. Love is being involved in it, being part of it. You can't experience love without being a part of it. You can't experience love at all without being a part of it. This is Love Week. And, of course, Hallmark likes to call this Lovuary. I think that's what their term is for this month. This is Love Week. And for those of you who procrastinate, there are only 2 shopping days left. Remember how it used to... I'm going to date myself. Years ago, the Caro Evening Citizen used to, on the front page, down in the right-hand lower corner, it had so many shopping days left till Christmas. You know, and you always, as a child, you always look down there to see how many days, of course, you would have to add the Sundays in because that was back during the period of time of the Blue Laws and all the stores were closed on Sunday. Now, I know for some of you, that just doesn't seem like that's even possible. But it used to happen years ago. And so what you would do is you would look to see how many days were left. And, of course, you'd kind of think, well, you know, I got to add a couple of Sundays in. But when it got down to 4 or 5 days, you knew that Christmas was just around the corner. Well, Valentine's Day is just around the corner, so you need to get ready. Now, I'm sure there are those of you who have already bought your chocolates, ordered your flowers. And if you wouldn't mind, Hallmark would appreciate if you would buy a Valentine for your Valentine. It helps the economy to continue to move on. But what does love have to do with it? Remember the first time you saw your spouse? There's some people out there laughing a little bit. Did you think, wow, what a woman, or what a man? I know there are probably some guys out there that made the comment, well, she's my wife-to-be. You know, we're pretty proud of themselves. But what normally happens in that situation is when you get around somebody that you're crazy about, all of a sudden, you can't talk. You act stupid. You make dumb remarks. All because you're crazy about someone that you've seen. The amazing thing is you go all through this, and then you get married. Isn't it amazing how your opinion changes? But the key thing is we become comfortable in the love that we know that's there. We become so comfortable in it because they're there. Now, I do urge you not to become too comfortable that you ignore it. So it's nice to tell your spouse every now and then that you love them. You still think that they're that hot babe that you thought they were years ago. It's all of that's important. But you have become comfortable in that love. The same thing happens within our Christian life. We become so comfortable in the love of God that we almost take it for granted. We become so comfortable knowing that God is there and always there for us. Sometimes we aren't there for God in those particular times. Sometimes we need something to shake us up to help us to remember this. The interesting thing about love is did you know that the love is mentioned in the Bible, in the King James Version, of over 300 times in the Bible? Some of the other translations have it as high as 500 times in the Bible. The amazing thing is that 60% of the times that love is used in the Bible, it is used in the New Testament. And the New Testament, just by sheer number of books, is about 40% of the total Bible. So 60% of the love is in 40% of the Bible in the New Testament. And that's because when Jesus came, Jesus brought the love of God to the earth to be with us. The amazing thing about this is all through the Old Testament, how did we view God? God is someone to be feared. Someone to be respected, someone that you want to watch out for. When he came into the New Testament times, the appearance of God changed into a God that was a loving God. And it's not that God was always not always a loving God. It was just how man viewed God in the Old Testament versus the New Testament. We are told that we are to love. Jesus brought the love of God to the earth. His believers loved. And his believers loved not only each other, but also those who were not non-believers, those who were non-believers. They loved everyone. And love is the basis for our belief. Christianity is founded on love. And so we ought also to show it. We are commanded to love all those around us. Now, I know, sometimes there are just people that are really, really, really hard to love. You know, maybe they're not as clean as you would like for them to be. Maybe they smell a little bit. Maybe their views are a little bit different than your views. Maybe they're a Republican or Democrat and you're the other, you know. But you're still supposed to love them. Maybe they're hard to get along with. Maybe they're one of those people that know it all and you just can't stand that because they don't. The Bible says we're to love everyone. And sometimes that's hard to do. And sometimes we struggle manifesting that into our lives. A few weeks ago, Larry talked about visiting the Titanic Museum. And I believe he was over in Missouri somewhere, Branson, if I remember right. Harriet and I had the same opportunity, but we visited one of the traveling displays. And, you know, they give you a name, and they ask you to hold on to that name, and you go through the whole museum, and occasionally you pull the name out of your pocket, and you look at this individual, and you think about them for a moment, and then you get to the back wall, and you want to find out whether your person lived or passed. I don't recall the person's name, but I do remember he was a purser aboard the Titanic, and unfortunately, he did not survive. But the interesting thing was, there were a lot of lives that were lost that night, but there were a lot that were saved. In the telling of the story of Titanic, have you ever heard of the name John Harper? Has anybody heard of John Harper? Okay, we've got one. A very interesting situation here. He's a 39-year-old widower who boards the Titanic along with his daughter and his sister. He is going to speak at the Moody Church in Chicago. Since accepting the call to ministry at the age of 17, John Harper has shared the love of God with anyone and everyone who would listen. And being on the Titanic made it no different for him than any other day of the week. He shared that experience with those on board the Titanic. As he put his daughter and his sister in lifeboat number 11 and saw that they were safely in the water, and that responsibility was relieved from him, he turned to those that were left aboard the Titanic. And he began shouting. And no doubt, he probably had a Bible in his hand. And he began shouting Acts 16:31. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you shall be saved, you and your family. If you but believe in Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. Over and over and over again, he shouted that mantra out over the waters. He talked to as many people as he could, and he prayed with those who accepted Jesus that night aboard the Titanic. His love of God and his love of people never ceased the entire time. At some point, he finds himself in the icy waters of the Atlantic. He is now clinging to a piece of debris. But the amazing thing is he is still shouting above the waters. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, ye shall be saved. As he's in the frigid waters of the Atlantic. I would have been worried about something else. And not the lives of all of those around me. 4 years later, the survivors of the Titanic met in Canada. One young man stood up. And says that he heard the voice above the water. Not once, but twice did John Harper witness to this young man. He accepted Christ and became John Harper's last convert before slipping into the icy waters of the Atlantic. Another individual confessed that John Harper gave him his life jacket so that he would be saved. I don't know that John Harper even knew him. Talk about love. The love of that man for those around him. His love of God. What would your thoughts be that night? If you were in the icy waters of the Atlantic, clinging to a little piece of debris, barely keeping your head above the waters, would you be screaming for help? Or would you be shouting, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved? As we stand before God, on the judgment seat. And he asked, do you have love? And as we ponder it, before we can answer, he's going to ask the question, did you share it with those around you? Did you share it? Did you share that love, my love, with my people? If you would please stand and let's join in singing hymn number 526, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
and thank you all the parents and leaders who have come with them as well. It made a very, and added a lot to our service this morning. We greatly appreciate it very much. if you would please join me in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to worship and to praise your name. Lord, we thank you for these people. Bless each and every one of them and use them as a light to shine into the darkness of the world. Lord, be with each one of them, bless them, and use them this week for thy glory. For it's in thy Son's name we pray. Amen. Go out and share the love.